E. Data centers. As the amount of data stored on the internet has grown, the physical infrastructure that supports it has also expanded. Today, there are millions of data centers filled with servers that store information, such as emails, photos, and documents. These servers create significant amounts of heat and require tremendous amounts of energy to keep them cool as they run. Most data centers also have numerous excess servers. These servers are left running to cope with any sudden increase in the number of users. However, critics say that since the majority of these extra machines are rarely needed, a huge amount of electricity is being used unnecessarily. Some data storage companies have redesigned their cooling systems or created more efficient servers, but the industry as a whole has been slow to change. Its competitive nature discourages the sharing of scientific and engineering know-how, as many companies fear rivals will get ahead of them technologically. Moreover, the engineers in charge of a data center may hesitate to experiment with new solutions, as a crash or slowdown could mean the end of their career. As public awareness of the problem grows, however, companies may be forced to cooperate as they search for solutions.
Questions. Number 19. What do critics say about data centers? Number 20. What is one reason the data center problem is hard to solve?